This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Radio Law Talk, a copyrighted presentation of RadioLawTalk.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the host of our show. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him, Mr. Frederick Penny.
Yes, that's what I try to tell my wife, but she does not agree with that. That's for sure. This is a special occasion, Cal. Yes, a special occasion for Radio Law Talk. www.radiolawtalk.com, Twitter, I'm self-promoting us, and call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Cal and I have been the lonesome people with sometimes Denise, but we have the whole group together today. It's been probably a month since Denise, Cal, and I, and Todd have been together. My co-hosts are Denise Dirks, family law attorney, and Todd Kunin, a former prosecutor for the DA's office in multiple state and in more than one state, and his own criminal law practice, and then Cal Hunter. Three-time what, Cal?
Well, Emmy Award nominee.
Nominee, but never a winner. Cal Hunter, our producer. What a wonderful time. I need applause for that, Cal.
I'm just glad we all showed up, which applause. is kind of a new thing that we're all actually here on the big broadcast.
That's what I want.
I feel like we've got the band back together.
It is. You know? It's like Van Halen's back together.
Well, hopefully it turns out better than the 2004 reunion.
That's true.
I'm just going to say that. That was
true.
A nightmare.
We got a voicemail about this, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
You're all morons.
There you go.
Oh,
it is wonderful to have you here. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We're excited to have another. You guys have missed it, but we've had more sponsors. New affiliates coming on board. We had four or five last week, the one the week before. Today we have KNET, 1450 AM and 95.7 FM, Palestine, Texas. Again, Palestine, Texas. I say it right, Cal?
Yep, you can't say it like we think the Old Testament says, Palestine. It's Palestine, baby.
Palestine, Texas.
Texas Talk. Good job.
Yeah, Texas Talk. We appreciate you being here. And Radio Law Talk, the most important thing that we do here is a thing called Case or No Case. And the reason I'm bringing this up is Denise and Todd were gone. And I have, Cal, I might be wrong. I have 3 points. Did I get the last one?
Last week you got a half one. Yeah.
But I'm saying the last on the third hour, I don't remember what I did.
No, you didn't. A big goose egg.
Okay, so 3 points for me.
three points.
She
isn't here, but she's listening in.
I listen. And he goes from 18 plus 3 equals
21. Yeah, it was a three-pointer for Fred last week.
That was.
And I should have just given each of you a point for being absent, and I thought, well, I'm not one of those people who awards the lack of achievement, so I'm not going to do it.
It would be the opposite. And all these participation trophies that are going around.
Yes.
You wanted to give us a point for not participating.
Yeah, there's a ribbon under your chair.
Okay, great.
I thought you'd take one away from them for not participating.
I should have. Well, in effect, I did, because they did not get a chance to add to their total.
Hell, because we had to do all the work. The amount of work I put in this show is astronomical. And just to straight up and be honest with the audience, the behind the scenes, when all three of us are together, we work hard, but we can work a little less hard because we have each other know, we can talk, and each other knows what's going on.
And we can fill in, you know, information between the scenes.
But when
I'm
by myself, it's full tilt, it's Fred Penny, 100%. What was that like?
Well, you know, listen.
Wait a minute.
Listen,
what are you suggesting?
Well, Cal was kind of there.
in my absence, I still did tune in. I was able to listen, and I thought that, I listened to the show that Denise and y'all when I was gone, and I listened to the show that you did solo last week. I thought they sounded awesome.
How did you do on the case or no cases? I'm sure you played along. Everybody does.
Oh, I didn't listen that long.
I'm not stupid.
I'm not stupid.
It's like first of the hour, Todd.
look, if I had 3 hours, I'd have been here. Come on.
Talk to you for 5 minutes. All right, I can now tell them that I listen.
Yeah, I'm just tuning in to see if they mention my name and say they miss me. Nope. Okay, I'm out of here.
All right. Yeah, let me tell you a funny meme I saw. This is true. My wife showed this meme to me. I was laughing so hard, even my wife laughed. And it showed a picture of a couple, a husband and wife, sitting on the couch. The husband's there watching the TV with his remote, completely ignoring his wife. She's up against him and, like, talking to him. And it says, as the caption, when you try to talk to your husband... Wait, okay, I'm going to get it right. When you try to talk to your husband, he ignores you because you never listen to his podcast. And my wife goes, I guess I better start listening to your show. Huh? I said, yeah, it'd be nice. And she goes, but she's so busy. She's too
my wife listens all the time. She packs around my iPad. She packs around on her iPhone. She yells back at the phone. It's quite the sight.
Yes.
My grandkids say, Grandma was listening to your show. And she was talking back. Hey, wait a minute. You got to think
about it. Bunch of dorks. Oh, my gosh. So today we've got a lot of stuff going on. We really do. Remember, seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics a lot. We're having a lot of fun. You know, this is an exciting, entertaining show, we always say, but it's only sometimes informative. And remember, the most important thing is you can't really use us as anything such as evidence in court or against anybody, what we say, unless what, Todd? I always ask you, unless what?
Yeah, unless you're with your family sitting around the table and somebody throws out the, you know, they say, and then you want to come back with something that has maybe a little bit more authority, you can quote us then.
That's exactly that. Usually around the dinner table at Christmas, Easter, you know, Thanksgiving.
Exactly, exactly. What you don't want to have, this is weird. I notice this in a lot of legal filings that I've seen. More, there's more and more where there will be a legal filing, somebody says something, and there will be a footnote, and the footnote directs you to a website, https://www. And it's like, oh my gosh, they are doing that. You don't want to have www.radiolawtalk.com show up in one of those documents.
Oh, you're saying in your legal documents
yes.
with the court.
You don't want to have it show up there in a legal doc with the court.
I disagree. I think it could be a footnote.
A mere passing reference.
As long as it was a footnote that says, a common erroneously held belief is this, see Radio Law Talk.
Did you guys know, okay, ready, we do talk radio law. But there's some interesting things I want that are non-law related. They're fun to talk about. It's a sad, sad month. Let me tell you why it's a sad month. I just heard on the news. Ready for this?
Do tell.
Girl Scout cookies are not going to be sold anymore. You have to buy them online. The girls are not going to be out there. They're cute little faces when they smile and you hand them an extra $5 because, you know, you want to give them a little bit extra for
you
the cookies.
My husband's a sucker for those kids that come to the door.
That's exactly
and
right.
If the kids ask, not the parents, but if the kids actually ask, you want to buy something, he does it every time.
Good for him.
They're changing the name of it to non-binary Scout cookies.
Is that what it is?
And then... marijuana was legalized in California, and then they had the marijuana dispensaries that were popping up. I mean, I was applauding the Girl Scout that went and opened up her Girl Scout cookie stand right outside the marijuana dispensary
because
she
hungry.
Made
yeah, yes.
She only had to work one day. She did it all in one day. She like sold her 200 boxers.
We funded
in one
our
day.
Troop trip to the Bahamas. Everybody knows.
She made bank. She got a free new camera, a new car.
George, you already bought some cookies. I'm so hungry, dear.
Bring them, man. Bring them. Yeah.
Can you DoorDash this to me? Come on. What's up?
Another big thing going on. What else big's going on tomorrow, guys? What's big?
Oh, I don't know.
Playoffs.
There's a football game.
Is that the right word for it?
What am I wearing?
Cleveland Browns will be playing the Kansas
Woo!
City Chiefs.
Go Browns! Go Browns!
Is it at 7:30 at night?
It's at 2:05.
Okay.
So give us a prediction, Fred.
Oh, I'm going with the Browns. I don't care prediction. I'm
I need a score. There are people listening who will not use Radio Law Talk as a reference, but they're going to talk some
talkie talkie with two interceptions.
I'm going to go with too much to not enough Browns.
We're all for Browns. But we're going to be back and talk law. We're going to do a little. We're going to do a case or no case. Talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I know that's a shocker, but there's more legal issues going on there. We'll be back.
Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues right here, wherever you're listening to us online or on your favorite radio station. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm. It does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043, Concussion Medical Clinic.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm...
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, that's down.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Cal, we're patient and waiting for the most important thing. Roll case or no case.
Oh, you want case or no case? Okay, here we go. All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
You notice I did it in my soft, soothing voice.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
It's been so long, I forgot the rules. I could research this on the internet while he's talking, right?
Most important rule, no wagering.
Oh, got it, yes, yes.
All he ever wanted was an Avanti. Sid Glenn Turner of Brooklyn, New York, loved old cars. Well, not every kind. He loved the old Studebaker Avanti family sports car with a 289 turbocharged engine and four on the floor. Yes. That led Sid to flights of fancy driving down the freeway, stopped in traffic, but not caring because he was in an Avanti, his Avanti. So he finally sold his dry cleaning business in New York City for a smart profit and began to look around. And he found an Avanti near the factory where they were made in Youngstown, Ohio. Corvettes are made in that city now. So Sid bought the car in that city, sight unseen, for $75,000. They are quite rare, and that seemed like quite the deal. It was shipped to him, and he popped the hood and said, wait a minute, this is a Chevrolet 350, not a Studebaker 289. What's the deal here? And so he continued to look around and realized that on the side there was a logo that had Avanti and two little Roman numerals beside it, Avanti 2. He said, that, by the way, the name Avanti means forward in Italian. If you've ever seen an Avanti, they're real cool cars. Look one up later.
Huh.
He quickly realized someone slipped him an Avanti 2 for the full price of an Avanti 1, a reproduction worth about maybe $35,000. And he learned there is no honor among Studebaker collectors. So he called his brother Al Turner, a lawyer, and said, do I have a case here over all of this? Which is what I ask you. Case or no case? Ooh. Todd Kunin, go first. You've been gone the longest. Knock yourself out.
All right. Yeah, it's interesting you say that Avanti means go forward in Italian.
It does.
Always made me kind of wonder. I don't think the Chevy Nova goes very well in any Spanish-speaking country.
It doesn't go well.
The Toyota Camry. Camry is an anagram for my car, and some people think that's why it sells so well, because people decode that and they want, hey, that has nothing to do with it.
I don't think people are smart enough to do that.
So here's the thing, and I don't know if you have more information. The question here for me is, when he was looking to buy this car, though it was sight unseen, however it was it represented to him that it was an Avanti 1 or an Avanti 2?
It was represented to him that it was an Avanti.
That it just said Avanti.
Avanti.
Okay.
That's what it said. Yeah.
And the
seats were beautiful. The leather was good. The interior looked perfect. You know, everything.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that... you know, Cal, I'm going to pull a Denise Dirks. I've talked for enough time right now, and after all that, I'm going to say no case.
And Denise just gave me a look like somehow this is my fault.
No case.
Denise, what say you? The case of the replaced Avanti.
Right. I think that it is a breach of warranty. Because it was misleading. The advertisement was misleading. But he didn't see it. He should have gone and checked it out before. And isn't this a UCC kind of a case where it's goods and services?
I'm not going to give you
anything.
Okay. And it is across state lines.
Which could mean federal charges.
A second.
Oh, my gosh.
Transporting a car across state lines for wanton purposes.
Yeah, okay, great.
Not only was it not a... It was a Chevrolet 250?
Well, later on in the Avanti 2, they put the drivetrain of the Chevrolet Corvette in the Avanti 2, whereas the Studebaker Avanti was an Al Granatelli-designed 289 with a turbocharger. He's the same guy, the way, who had STP. Remember the STP?
Yes.
Oil product?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Al Granatelli was the guy in charge. That's why he wanted it. He said, everybody has a two-seater.
Yep.
I want a family sports car.
So now I know what it is. Yeah. No case.
Yeah.
Okay. He knows too much about the car.
All right, Mr. Penny, what say you?
You know what? I'm definitely saying it's a case.
Okay.
Just because I got to go against them to try to get points.
Strategic purposes.
By the way, STP. Steinigel Townley Penny. When I was a kid, we built a fort, and we had a little fort. You know, like the, what is it, the He-Man? Okay, what's the...
Legends of the Universe?
No. What's the Little Rascals? What was the He-Man?
Yeah.
Haters Club?
They
had their little club, and our club was called STP. Thank you for bringing that up.
Sure. What were the names?
Steinigel Townley Penny. That's our club, STP. Thanks for bringing that up.
Glad it was Penny and not Denny. That would have been a very unfortunate acronym.
Where did STP come from?
Oh, I won the STD Cup. Oh, great. I wouldn't brag about that.
Yeah. STP is like an oil company back in the 70s.
An oil thickener. Dumped in race cars so the bearings wouldn't, but of course, they always spun. It was so thick. But anyway,
here's the deal. It is a case. It's a contract issue. It's also an issue whether or not whether or not the advertisement was false. And I don't have enough facts here, Cal, to know that, but I'm assuming it was. So I'm going to say Case and the Avanti purchaser, Mr. Sid, wins.
Okay, well, that's it's great to listen to all of you try to figure this out. Oh, is it a case or isn't it a case? It's just so fascinating to listen to your brains churning there.
You love to trick us.
Those of you who say this is a case, that would be Mr. Penny. Oh, Fred.
Oh, man. Cal, what did I say last week? I said, when they're not here, I'm fine. Figure it out. But when they're here,
Well, this is just a fun scenario that gave me an excuse to talk about the Studebaker Avanti, which I love. But that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that is simply no case. Next time, I'm going to
Wait a minute. Stop. Don't tell us next time. What? Is there really an Avanti, too?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, somebody bought the Studebaker factory. That was in Indiana. Then they moved it to where they built the Corvette and the Avanti 2.
Is that Bowling Green or?
What did I tell you?
I think it's Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
And it was 1960s is when the Avanti came out. Yes. When did Avanti come out? 60s?
52, 53, in that general era.
Oh.
And they're really unique.
And the Avanti 2s came out when, approximately?
About 8 years later.
8 years later.
And then you could go and say, I want a Ford in there. Or you could pick your own engine. You could pick your own drivetrain. Then later they just became the Corvette. But they're fascinating cars. You have permission now to look up an Avanti and tell me what they look like, because they're really interesting.
Well, we're going to be back after this. And Cal, give us a teaser on the way out.
Okay, next week I will take you to the fields of the National Football League.
That's next hour.
Yes, on Cajun. Okay.
We'll be back.
Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk is continuing after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
All advertising
Why?
For legal...
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940. If you were
USA Radio News.
Joe Biden planning to launch a $20 billion COVID vaccine program. The president-elect announcing a plan yesterday to get 100 million people vaccinated in his first 100 days. But we all need to work together.
We can't solve our problems as a divided nation. The only way
we come through this is if we come through together as Americans, fellow Americans, and as the United States of America.
Biden will also urge everyone to wear a mask for his first 100 days, and he'll make it mandatory in federal workplaces, planes, and trains that travel across state lines. The vaccine program, part of Biden's $2 trillion economic relief package, it calls for raising unemployment benefits from $300 a week to $400 a week through September. He also calls for a $15 an hour minimum wage, more than doubling the current federal minimum wage, and he wants a $1,400 stimulus check for each taxpayer. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny. And RadioLawTalk.com.
Not sure we would have a show if it wasn't for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. You know, I just am so thankful that they've got so many issues going on because I just don't know that we could do the show. Well, they're in the news again, and here's what I'm gonna offer up. Johnny and Amber, our show's pretty strong. You know, we have a lot of affiliates out there, Cal. You and I know that. We've got a little bit of pull.
Almost 60 now, right?
Huh? No, more than that.
More than 60.
No, I think we're in the 80s. Maybe.
And to you folks in Palestine, Texas, feel free to call us if you have any comments on what we're talking about.
855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Sure. So I'm going to tell Johnny and Amber, for free, that's a four-letter word for Fred Penny. Free, I will be your mediator for a full day.
On the other
Call
hand,
me up. Yeah, listen.
Mine is, if it's free, it's for me.
It's for me. That's exactly right. I'm telling you, you guys need some help. I mean, no matter what you guys do or what you say and the lawsuits you're bringing, it's just going to hurt you. There's just too much. There's too much out there, guys. Let's get this resolved.
I could see Fred as the mediator. He brings, you know, they start out and he says, well, you know, it's unusual, but I got a brief filed by Miss Heard, and it's entitled, I'm Rubber, You're Glue. okay, this is going to be a bit difficult.
Yes, this whole thing.
That's sticky, so to
speak. But I could mediate that thing and help them out. They could do it, and we could do it live on Radio Law Talk if they like. But look, I will even do a private mediation. Johnny and Amber, fly me on your new Gulfstream if you have one. And but I will. I can resolve this for you. And then I'm telling you, Cal, this is hurting both of us. We talked about this off the air, and she thinks it's hurting Johnny more than Amber. I I tend to agree with that. As when we're hurting, as in out there in open air.
Just because your dirty laundry is being aired,
right?
And it's really bad. And he, one of his biggest, you know, endorsers, if you will, was Disney. And now Disney's right in the smack in the middle of it.
Being subpoenaed.
It's already cost him a $20 million part.
Yeah.
It's probably cost him all futures with that company that was paying him 20 mil per picture plus a share of the back end. I mean, this guy was just sitting here with a big rake raking in the money.
Well, and I understand. Okay, he's saying, look, I want to clear my name.
Sure.
But sometimes, and let's just think out loud, guys. All of us, everybody out there, think out loud. 855 Law Radio.
Food goes in here.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry,
yeah,
I don't want to think
Todd.
Out loud.
Thinking out loud. Just think what happened. Go back to what Amber Heard did. And in the op-ed in the Washington Post, she talked about an abusive husband and didn't mention his name or anything, right? And then the Sun comes out with in England, look, you know, why would what's her name hire Johnny Depp, a wife
J.K.
beater.
Rowling.
J.K.
Yes.
Rowling, a wife beater. Now, let's just say Johnny goes out and hires a PR company. And they put out some statements and say, look, this is wrong. We don't agree with it. This is absolutely horrible. I deny it. Blah, 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 blah. And then move on.
Johnny Depp feeds baby penguins at zoo. Here's
right.
some video.
Right. And then show him doing that. And I'm telling you, guess it. Now, I know they can't see the future. COVID hits. Do you really think, my two hosts, I'm going to ask you, with COVID hitting, do you think anybody gives a rat's about what happened between these two once COVID hits? I think no.
But given the fact that we're not political, but given the fact that a whole bunch of other stuff seemed to have gotten swept
right.
under the rug because of COVID, I absolutely agree with you with regard to this. The only thing that I don't know, and that we – there may be an indication that this was what's going on. You know, after the Sun – after the trial in England
right.
about the Sun defamation suit, after that concluded and the judge essentially sided with the Sun, Johnny Depp resigned – from the movie that he was supposed to, his next upcoming movie.
Yeah, the Fantastic Beasts.
Yes, and it was a fantastic, the vegetarian yeah. saga. Fantastic Beasts.
and there goes the $20 million plus the back end.
But, you know, but
so he actually got paid.
But my point is, my point
thing?
Is with this.
Oh, wow. Good
is
just
we,
not the back end.
When the accusation of wife beater coupled with Amber Heard's editorial came out, what we don't know is whether or not Warner Brothers wanted to pull the plug on Johnny Depp right then. And if he actually said, well, let me litigate it and see if I can save it. We don't know what the deal was there with him. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes because the resignation came so quickly after the resolution of the England case. And it seemed to be by prior agreement. The if you lose, you got to, you know,
If this comes up, they said, Johnny, we don't like this. And he said, well, just put in my contract. If this comes up, I'll just quit.
Yeah. And so we don't know what's going on there, but I agree. I'm going to play both sides here because, you know, that's what I did in my family for the first 30 years of my life.
Mommy and dad?
No, brother against sister. There were seven of us.
Oh.
So I'm going to say that I think that from a PR standpoint, this hurts Depp more than it does Amber Heard, kind of. Although there's a lot of people that support Depp that are anti-Amber Heard on social media. But from a financial standpoint, I would make the argument that this probably hurts Amber Heard more than it does Johnny Depp, because Depp has an entire career for which he continues to receive royalties. And that's why he's able to afford his lifestyle,
right.
because he's still making money off of Edward Scissorhands, everything that he's done. Whereas Amber Heard, compared to Johnny Depp, is still relatively new
yeah.
in her career, and this may prevent her from building a catalog like Depp has. That could hurt her financially.
Go ahead, Cal.
I'm questioning that he must have found an attorney, or an attorney found him, that knows how to flip every button inside Johnny Depp, that reaches the pride button and says, now, Johnny, you're not going to let her get away with that, are you? I mean, there's got to be something in here.
I don't think so. I'm going to disagree with you.
I mean, because Johnny's obviously a meal ticket.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with that, because attorneys, I'm going to hope the attorney is one that lays out both sides to the client and says, you know, they're going to give advice, but they're going to say, look, here's the positive and the negative. And, you know, there is definitely going to be some consequences one way or the other. But what it comes down to is, and we've gone over this, go to our Radio Law Talk website, and you can find the old podcasts of us talking about this. Remember Johnny Depp's testimony in the Sun case in England shed some pretty crazy things about Amber Heard.
Yes.
True or not true, you know, allegations are not allegations, and same that Amber brought up to him about their fights back and forth. I would have never known that about Amber Heard, you know, but now I do. And it's interesting.
And his drug history, though, also was you know, pretty
yeah.
much raised in
alcohol.
Well, which,
drugs,
which should yeah. have never, you know, that should have never be seen the light of day.
Yeah,
you know?
When you're talking about, Cal kind of brought up who's stirring the pot, reminds me of that old Bugs Bunny cartoon. If somebody told me my rabbit wasn't mine, I'd tweak his pink tomato nose. Well, somebody tweaked my, you know, back and forth playing both sides.
Well,
but I would say this, and we've probably all dealt with this with clients in the past. We give advice, we come to an agreement, we give the advice when we're in the office, and then the client goes home and talks to their people. They talk to their managers. They talk to their support group,
their
the posse,
friends.
Their friends, and everything like that. And everybody has an opinion about what they ought to do. That stirs the pot. Then they go back to the attorney and say, well, this is what I want to do. And they,
no, the best part is
okay.
when we talk to a client about something, they're like, my brother's uncle's sister's a lawyer, and he said you should
yeah.
get more money for that. Really, what kind of law is that? He's an estate planning lawyer. Oh, there you go. He knows what he's doing.
I'm sorry that my 3-year law degree and 20 years of experience doesn't quite trump your uncle's Google search.
Yeah, here's
but,
the best part. Yeah, here's the
know.
Best part. Here's the best part. I want to say this is the way it should happen. It should happen like Monty Python. Now, I'm going to set this up. Monty Python, what happens? This is when Lancelot's out looking for the Holy Grail, and he comes across this very wealthy man, and Lancelot comes in and is trying to save this boy that throws out, you know, save me. He thinks it's some princess, and he comes in and hacks everybody up, kills everybody, goes up and finds out it's just his boy trying to get out of marrying this person. And this is after Sir Lancelot hacks everybody and kills a bunch of people, and they're coming down the stairs.
This is supposed to be a happy occasion. Let's not bicker and argue about who killed who. We are here today to witness the union of two young people in the joyful bond of holy wedlock.
Okay, that's good, Kevin. So that's what I'm trying to say here is, let's not worry. You said it best. Do it, Kevin. You said it best when I said repeat that. Let's not, go ahead, do your...
Let's not argue over who killed who's father.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, Amber and Johnny, go watch Monty Python. Let's not worry about who killed who. Let's just move on in life. And again, it's still on the table. Fred Finney, host of Radio Law Talk. Denise will probably assist, and so will Todd. One full day, free mediation.
I'll sit there and make snarky comments.
Yeah, you can. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO, or 529-7234. Johnny, we'll take that up. We'll take you up on that. We'll be back. We're on our last segment. We'll talk to you in our last segment about antitrust lawsuits.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on the radio.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those... What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Boys are weird.
Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So before we jump on to the antitrust stuff we're going to talk about with Facebook, Google, and Instagram, we talked about Depp, and they need to, Amber Heard, they need to resolve. But there are things going on right now in their cases. Johnny Depp lost the case in England against the Sun.
Yes.
And he's appealing that. And then now there's a case in the East Coast in Virginia that is where Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard for the op-ed in Washington Post for a $50 million, and she cross-complained for $100 million. Okay, and the latest is the judge has not, he's been trying to get that thrown out, and the judges have ruled, no, you're not going to, we're not going
to
throw that
both out. Both of them have tried to get the other one's suits thrown out, and they both have lost
that. That's right. So yeah, Amber Heard sought the dismissal. After she was unable to get the dismissal, that's when she filed her cross-complaint for $100 million. And so in that case, in the Virginia case, that was being kind of held up by the England case. We'll see how the England case works first, and then the Virginia case, which has also been held up because of COVID. There have been subpoenas now issued by Amber Heard's team, and the subpoenas are going to Disney and the Los Angeles Police Department.
Right.
They're seeking communications and everything from Disney about, you know, and Denise, maybe you can get into the specifics of what they're seeking from Disney to try to paint Depp a certain way. But they want body cam footage from the LAPD about certain interactions that occurred when the LAPD were called out.
Right. It's onerous. I mean, what she's requesting, literally, there is so much that could fall under that umbrella that, I don't know, I think it's a fishing expedition.
Of course it is.
But what we do know is there were problems on the Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, and there was some back talk about how Depp was late to things, or he, you know, caused problems on the set, and if there were cost overruns and all of that. They're allegations, but she wants to get to that information because she thinks that will show that he is this kind of brutal beast, and, you know, that he is this type of person, and that there were incidents of drug and alcohol used by Depp. And so he may have periods of time when he doesn't even remember things. And that seemed to be important in the Sun litigation, too.
Mr. Depp, are you telling the truth? Oh, I'm not dead, so yes, I'm telling the truth. What does that have to do? Because dead men tell no tales, and so I'm not...
Yeah, well, he was a terrible witness, I felt.
He was absolutely terrible with when he testified in the case in England. Now, the case in England's not over.
No, it's
and
what's going on with there? That's interesting.
And the appeal is based on this. Remember, in the case, and Amber Heard made a big deal about this, she said, you know, accused of being a gold digger, and she said, look, the $7 million that I got from the divorce settlement, I donated that to charity. And the judge, in citing for the Sun and against Johnny Depp, even cited that. She's not a gold digger. She's a philanthropist. She's, you know, this great person, magnanimous. She even donated the $7 million from the settlement to charity.
Okay, repeat that one more time, because those of you listening out there, this is very important, what Todd is saying.
Say it
one more time.
The judge put in his decision.
In the case in England. Right.
He put in the decision, specifically cited the fact that Amber Heard had donated the $7 million to charity and used that as the basis for lending credibility to her and why she wasn't just doing what she was doing because she was a gold digger and what have you.
And then held for Amber Heard.
And then held for the Sun.
The Sun, which yes. The Sun, which is...
Now, here's the basis of the appeal. There is now an allegation based upon correspondence between Heard and this charity that allegedly got the $7 million.
Well, it's the Los Angeles Children's Hospital or something like that.
But the allegation is that she did not actually donate the full $7 million. She reneged on it. She didn't give over all the money.
But she gave him like $50 or something? I mean,
no, like Johnny gave him $100,000.
Yeah, so here's the thing. If the judge put in his decision that the reason that he was giving her, you know, credibility was because of this act that she did, and if it turns out she didn't really do it, because it's actually in the opinion, they're saying this should be the basis for overturning it and getting us a new trial.
So what is the most important part about this? The most important part of this is who leaked the information about her not fulfilling that $7 million.
The people who wanted the money is my guess.
No, her attorney, her Virginia
man.
Lawyer, accidentally let it slip.
Is that what
that
happened?
That is. Yeah. They admitted on January 7th that she's already been responsible for seven figures in donations and intends to continue to contribute and eventually fulfill her pledge.
Oh, maybe
that statement by her Virginia attorney is what prompted all of this. Now, that's incredible.
Yeah.
You don't talk about your clients on...
I don't know. See, I've heard it started before that. But let's assume that's one issue. Maybe that's what he brought up after this allegation.
Well, that seems to be an omission.
I thought what he was talking about was, if as the attorney, if anybody pulls these records, they're going to know she didn't give it all at the time.
Right.
So now he's got to try to put the best spin on it possible. And if he is making that statement in response to a previous allegation that she had donated
yeah.
nothing, if he, the attorney, is making the response... making that in response to the allegation that Amber Heard hadn't donated it, then I see why the attorney would say that. She donated seven figures to a bunch of other stuff, and she's going to continue to do this. Yeah, but still the argument before the court over in England is, she told you she gave it, and she didn't.
I feel like she didn't tell the truth. When we were kind of covering that, I remember having feelings like, wait a second, that's too much, Amber Heard. You're going a little too far on what you're saying.
I feel like Amber Heard is doing an episode of Case or No Case. She has too much information, and I'm thinking that it might not be true. She's pulling a Cal Hunter.
No, I'm sure what she did is she said, I will give all of this to you. Here's a check for some of it.
Yeah.
And as my movie dudes come in, because I want to keep the $7 million in the bank, but as they get a little more money, I'll...
Let's not do that. These are all allegations, by the way.
No, this is pure fabrication on my part.
We're not saying that. Because you know what? Here's the deal. The most important thing is, with COVID going on and everything that's happening, this is what we need to talk about. That's the most important thing, is Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, because we do have some other important things to talk about. But I think we're going to end the hour pretty soon. I'm worried about getting into a couple of things. And this is what we're going to talk about in hour two. So what happens is, some of you are listening to us and you love the show and you're happy, and sometimes your radio station goes, you know what, I'm just going to play 1 hour or 2 hours of Radio Law Talk. Remember, you can go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, click on the live button, and you can listen to us live. So when all of a sudden they go, oh, we're going on to George Does the Radiator Shop Hour, and you're like, what? This is Radio Law Talk. Who wants to do George's Radiator Hour?
We're also, by the way, highly rated on Spotify and other services that deliver podcasts. You can get it there, too.
Yeah, I got mine on my Apple phone. Yeah.
Even iHeart carries us, our podcast. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to talk – let me tell you what we're going to talk about, second hour, that you're going to be excited about. And that's – the big thing is – okay, we got Trump, Biden, and at Radio Law Talk, we stay out of one side or the other. We stay neutral. We argue both sides. We're lawyers. But the issue is all these antitrust lawsuits for basically a monopoly with Google, Facebook, Instagram have already...
Amazon.
Is there an Amazon one going on yet?
Yes.
Okay, Amazon. They've all started up under the Trump administration. The question is, are they going to continue it under Biden? And we're going to get into that and talk about what the pundits have said, or the people that are in the Biden transition team, what they're saying about that. We're also going to talk about Parler in the same thing, where Amazon pulled, and the reason it's like, oh, that's political, you're talking about. No, this is an issue of law that we're going to talk about. Amazon pulls Parler, which is a conservative, Facebook? Conservative? I'm not honest. So I don't know. It's a conservative.
Parler is like a Twitter.
Like a Twitter, but a conservative. Not conservative, but they allow
an alternative.
It's a rightist.
It got popular when those on the right felt like their content was being censored by other media outlets.
And of course, it's actually Parler, you know, spelled by French, Parler. But we're calling it Parler, so we can Parler in the Parler.
And then we got an Apple lawsuit we're going to talk about. And then we've got an interesting death penalty case we're talking about. We've got COVID lawsuits on the rise. You're going to be shocked about the number of COVID lawsuits that are going on, and what actually the federal government's going to do, or going to have to do, to protect all these businesses from being sued for people getting COVID. And then there's also COVID lawsuits when it comes to insurance companies being sued by the businesses.
Wow.
Lots going on. We'll be back. I'm Fred Penny, your host. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO when we're back, hour two.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many of your favorite radio stations. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.